This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams, and time now for our regular look at the world of advertising. Slate's Seth Stevenson has this review of a new television spot from a fast food company that is hungry to get our attention.
Burger King has a problem. It needs to jumpstart its underperforming breakfast business, but according to BK's ad agency, when America thinks about fast food breakfasts, it overwhelmingly thinks of McDonald's. So, if BK makes an ad about how tasty it would be to eat a greasy breakfast sandwich, viewers reflexively think, hey, yum, that would indeed be tasty. Let's go get an Egg McMuffin at McDonald's. So what to do about this? The key is to make sure that you get credit for the spot, as they say in the ad game. The ad must be unmistakably linked with Burger King. Here's what they came up with. It starts with a man who wakes up in bed and discovers he's not alone. Next to him on the mattress, there's some sort of royal personage, a king clad in burgundy robes and a crown. But this king's head is made of plastic and is perhaps three times too large for his body. He hands the stunned man a breakfast sandwich.
New, the double croissant. Egg and meat and cheese and meat and cheese.
The man and the plastic-headed king laugh together.
Wake up with the king.
The focus of this Wake Up with the King spot is not so much on the sandwich. The focus is on the dude with the gargantuan plastic head. It's difficult to forget that he represents Burger King, so Burger King gets credit for the ad. This King character was actually a fixture of Burger King marketing in the late 1970s, so in a certain sense, this ad is a throwback. It draws on Burger King's proud, okay, dubious brand history. But why on earth does the King have a plastic three times too big head, like some sort of King Friday bobblehead doll? Apparently, an exec at Burger King's ad agency was trolling eBay for inspiration when he came across a vintage, oversized king head for sale. Voila! Inspiration. One benefit of the plastic head is that Burger King isn't locked into using a specific actor. McDonald's solves this problem by caking Ronald in a 4-inch-thick mask of makeup. It could be Meryl Streep under there, for all you know. Burger King just uses an actual mask. But there's more to it than that. Using a ridiculous plastic head and an absurd situation gives this ad an edgier mood, more ironic and wink-wink than that of your average fast food campaign. And that's the goal. Burger King's ad agency thinks the chain can differentiate itself with a hipper vibe than McDonald's and Wendy's. The core market for fast food is 18 to 35-year-old men, and BK's ad agency feels these are the most cynical consumers out there. I think the ad works. Wake Up with the King is a clear, catchy announcement that Burger King's back in breakfast. In the future, we'll probably see the King reappear in Up Late with the King ads for BK's late-night offerings. The one thing I could do without is the ad's final shot, where the King rests his hand on the other guy's knee and they suddenly get uncomfortable. I imagine this was put there to diffuse any homoerotic tension and throw a bone to the mainstream meat and potatoes crowd. See, we're not so hip that we're beyond a little homophobia. But it's unnecessary, and it dampens the goofball fun of the spot. I give the ad an A-. By the way, the double croissant, with two meat portions and two slices of cheese, is officially classified an indulgent sandwich in Burger King terminology. In other words, have it your way, fatty.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate. You can see the Burger King ad at slate.com.